And ready or not, here we go. All right. Is it good? Is it good? I think we're good. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. For those of you that don't know, my name is Will Johnson, and I have a website called UniteAmericaFirst.com. All right. Cool beans. Well, let's just get right into it because I'm, you know, pressed for time here. Did they bury evidence? Did they bury evidence? And, you know, why would they bury evidence? And who am I talking about? I'm talking about the FBI. The FBI, when they're supposed to investigate crimes, when there's clear indication, clear evidence that a crime has taken place, isn't it their job? Isn't it the reason why we pay their salaries, right? Right? Isn't that the reason why we want the FBI to investigate a crime when it takes place? But in this case, they've actually buried evidence. They buried evidence that actually benefited the Biden administration, or in this case, the Biden regime, or the Biden crime family. They literally buried evidence. They make up evidence about Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Melania Trump. You know, they make up all of this. They made up evidence about her too, because why did they go through her underwear? Okay. So they make up evidence about President Trump, make it up. But in this case, they actually have tangible proof, and then they bury it. But they go along with the lie of the fake dossier, right? They go along with that because they know it's not real. They know it's fake. They know it's fraudulent. They go along with it.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Right? But in the case of this, they bury it. Now, I want to share some stuff with you, and I kind of want to share this with you last night. And it's a little lengthy, but I'm not going to play all of this. This is about Hunter Biden. Listen about Hunter Biden. They knew, and this is the person who's sitting in the White House, and his son, both of them, were dealing in criminal activity, and it's all coming to light. It's all coming to the forefront. They were dealing in criminal activity, and they expect us to ignore it like they did. Well, you know what? Guess what? We can't ignore it. They didn't want us to ignore when they were lying about President Trump, the whole
Russia, Russia,
remember
Russia.
The dossier? They came up with it. They fraudulently came up with it. Hillary Rodham Clinton. They made it up. And they want us to believe that Hunter Biden, there was no story there. And the reason why they were doing that, because they buried it. Not only that, of course, Zuckerberg FBI went to Facebook and told Facebook not to allow anyone to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop because of what the information that was on there, because it would be damaging to Joe Biden. They would find out that he's a security threat. And you know what's really amazing is after all this time, after it came out and it's completely factual, the left, they're still trying to ignore it as much as possible. They still don't want people to believe that the Hunter Biden laptop has any relevance in anything, but it actually does. Because here it is, tangible proof that some fraudulent stuff was taking place. Now, listen to this, because they're actually laying it all out. They've been telling us about this. And I know many of you are like, man, this Hunter Biden laptop, this story is not going away. It shouldn't go away. And you know why it shouldn't go away? Because the FBI hid this information when it was 100% true, and they promoted, they publicized, they pushed a lie.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Listen. See, that's what we're talking about. The rest of the American people could not get away with this. They made up a story. They even tried to say Trump Jr. was in some fraudulent activity. They made it up. And then even today, they're still screaming that President Trump colluded with
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Knowing good and well, it never happened. But here's tangible proof. FBI, what are you doing? And he succeeded. He did do it. It's not even a secret. It's not a secret that that's what he was doing. He was selling stuff. He was making deals. And the big guy was making money from it, too. They see nothing wrong with it. I mean, if you're a criminal and you're doing criminal activity, you don't see anything wrong with doing a criminal activity. And all the Democrats on the left, they don't see anything wrong with it either, because like I'm always saying, demons will protect demons. You know what? That's so profound. They had to actively ignore the truth. This is the FBI we're talking about. They actively ignored the truth. You know, as for example, if I come to you let me put it like this. If you're driving a car and you look at your gas hand and the gas hand says empty, it says E. And then all of a sudden your car breaks down and you're riding with somebody, right? What they're doing here, they're not actively looking at the gas hand and they're not even putting two and two together. The reason why the car stopped is because they ran out of gas, but the driver ends up trying to blame the passenger. And the passenger is a little kid in the back seat, in the baby seat. That's what's happening here. They're literally looking away from the gas hand on empty. And they want to blame somebody else. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You know what? I think what he's trying to say is like that someone's setting a house on fire and then you call the fire department and the fire department gets there and they go to the house that's not burning and they turn the fire hose on the house that is not burning because they don't want to pay attention to the house that's actually burning. Like Joe Biden's laptop, they see Trump over here, so they're going to spray the water hose on Trump. Even though they got their whole laptop. This is corruption at the highest level in the United States of America. This is what's so maddening about all of this. We're supposed to be better than this. The FBI is supposed to be better than this. And I don't know if y'all saw this last night. I put a thing up on the screen where there's people, they do it all the time to me on Twitter. They'll tag the FBI on Twitter wanting the FBI to come arrest Will Johnson. They do it all the time. They say Will Johnson is inciting violence, and I've never done that. They tag me along with the FBI, the actual FBI. And you know the FBI is looking at all of it. You know they are. And they literally tagged me on there saying that Will Johnson needs to go to jail. And because not because I've done something wrong, because I haven't. I haven't harmed anybody, except for maybe some feelings, you know. I mean, can I go to jail for harming someone's feelings by having free speech, by telling the truth? They want to put me in jail because I'm telling the truth. I'm telling people need to wake up. People need to pay attention, because if they're going to start putting people in jail for telling the truth, and you know that they've already done it, they're doing it right now. They're trying to do away with President Trump for telling the truth. President Trump has, as far as being president, President Trump was the best president that I've had in my lifetime. I'm not saying that he walks on water. I never said that. Does he have flaws? Absolutely. But even some Democrats right now, they want Trump to return. But it's so bad with the corruption. The corruption is so bad and the corruption is so high. You know, you got to love Tucker, because Tucker, he'll talk about the FBI. He'll talk about these rhino Republicans. He'll talk about these demonic Democrats. He'll talk about how they're trying to destroy this nation. And Tucker's been on point with it. And they hate it. They hate to see Tucker laugh. That's the biggest thing, because he laughs at their stupidity. And Tucker, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I ever get, I would love to one day maybe meet Tucker. If y'all, somebody knows Tucker, I mean, have him holler at me something. And, you know, I would love to. He's gone on other people's show and interview with him. I would love to have him come on with me. But reaching him is a, you know, different story. But anyways. Listen to what Tucker is saying, talking about the Hunter Biden laptop and how it is a national security threat. And they're trying to say that MAGA Republicans are a national security threat, but yet Hunter Biden, along with Joe Biden, have made these deals with
China
and other nations that have put America in a bad position. Listen. I mean, again, so this is an FBI agent actually bearing evidence. What's the difference of an FBI agent bearing evidence and Hillary Rodham Clinton destroying evidence that's subpoenaed? Shouldn't they both go to prison? I mean, imagine if Will Johnson decided to destroy some evidence that they subpoenaed for. And then they come and say, well, where's this at? I said, I don't know. I don't have it. And then they find out that I destroyed it. What do you think would happen to Will Johnson? What do you think? I mean, just hearing this information, just hearing it and listening to it. And of course, you know, Tucker, he's been on point. And we all know what has happened with the FBI. And then I've actually had some people send me messages and say, "Will, you need to stop talking about the FBI." And I said, "Well, what about the seventh floor of the FBI? That's who we're actually talking about, because I've repeated this so many times that I believe that there are still good men and women in the FBI. I've said that repeatedly. I still think there's some good ones there. At least there's at least 20 agents right now that are in the FBI. And you know what? Let me really quick before I continue with this, because this is good. When they tag me on Twitter, along with and they tagged the FBI, wanting the FBI to arrest Will Johnson because of the way Will Johnson thinks and because of the way Will Johnson, what he believes in, right? Believes in MEGA, believes in making America great. And then they also say that I want to dismantle the FBI, right? Like they want to defund the police department all across the country. And I said, that's not true. I said, the problem are those on the seventh floor. And I said, I know very well that there are still good men and women with inside of the FBI. And all I'm asking, for anyone right now that you know somebody that's in the FBI, I'm asking, y'all need to stick with these 20 whistleblowers. You need to protect them. You need to help them. You need to join them. You can fix this. You're in the FBI. You're the top law in the world. In my opinion, you can fix this. So I'm asking, fix it. Allow us to see the FBI for the greatness it can be. Make the FBI great again. We all want that. We just don't want the corruption. We don't want the corruption, what they're doing. We don't want it. That's it. Wow. I think that's all I can say is wow. We know that they've been doing this. We see that they have been doing this. We understand how the left has been destroying this country. And now you have the FBI working with them. Again, I'm going to ask y'all, if y'all know somebody, tag, you know what? Do me the favor. If y'all have the capability, however you're watching this, or even listen, even if you're listening to this on the podcast, tag the FBI in this video, because I'm telling you, the FBI, they need to know that the good men and women, and I want the good men and women to stand with the whistleblowers, to stand with those who want the truth to come out. You're the FBI. Do the right thing. Fix it. You can fix it. We live on this planet. Just because people have a title by their name does not give them sole rule authority over you to do the right thing. See, I've always been taught to do the right thing, even if the right thing is going to get me in trouble. Do the right thing. If you think the right thing is going to get you in trouble, do the right thing. And that's not being violent, right? That's not causing harm to somebody. It may end up causing harm to somebody because you told the truth. Because when you have people doing fraudulent stuff, you need to tell it. That's what the FBI is all about. That's what they should be about. And again, I'm telling you, there has to be good men and women in FBI. And I'm asking you, please stick with those that are actually wanting to get the truth out. Make the FBI great again. Make the FBI great again. Make it to be something. I mean, y'all've got to get away from this wokeness. You've got to get away from it. That's the only way y'all can do this. If y'all don't clean house, this gonna have a stench in the FBI from here on out. There's gonna be no need for the FBI if y'all continue down this path. Fix it. Fix it. Somebody's watching this video right now that has some kind of connection to the FBI. I'm asking y'all, fix it. Put it into this. Stop working with these woke people that's tearing down this country. You've got to see it. I refuse to believe that y'all are oblivious to all of this. I refuse to believe it. You know who the bad apples are. There's bad apples and cops, right? They know who they are. Fix it. Come on. We have so many problems that's happening in this country. Even the crime. The crime is going through the roof because they have defunded the police officers already, right? In various countries, various states. Well, even some countries, but in various states throughout the United States of America, they've already defunded the police officers in some situations. And now it's almost like becoming the norm. Look at this video report talking about the crime. And to my understanding, this guy, he owns a 7-Eleven, and they just come in and they just take everything from him. And there's nothing he can do about it for the most part. And you know, this in this report here, they're saying you see a large number of teens. Can I say exactly how I saw it? I saw a large number of black males. I don't, you know, maybe it happens, but I'm not seeing it. Maybe it happens, but I don't see it. Right? Do you ever see a large number of white males going into these places and doing it? I mean, see, I'm not saying it's not happening. I just don't see the videos. How come they don't show the videos? Now, I've seen black people and Hispanics all show up in these stores and they loot the stores and go throughout. How come you don't see a whole bunch of white males? But then they turn around and say white males are the biggest problem. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. This is so disturbing. And the reason why it's disturbing, because it's becoming the norm. And this is just not just stores, but the violence, the hatred, the lawlessness. And again, you know, I'm constantly talking about the last days. And for me, I'm not talking for you. I'm telling you from my point of view, this stuff that I'm seeing, for me, it all relates to the last days, because what we're seeing is going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. And we don't even know what bad is yet, and it's about to come. But you know why I say it's about to come? Because they don't want it to get nice again. They don't want it to become peaceful again. They don't want it to become safe again. They don't. Let me give you this story. And this was on the Communist News Network. And they're even saying reality check. They're saying reality check here. Look at this. Y'all see it? They're even saying reality check, right? Listen to what, and if I'm not mistaken, this is New Yorkers, politicians in New York. They came up with a solution for the crime. Now, listen to the solution that they came up for the crime in New York. I'm pretty sure it's New York. Listen. They changed it from inmate to incarcerated person. I mean, listen. I'll try not to stop it. Listen. So y'all see this? Look at this. And for some reason, they put the white people on top, and then the black people and the Hispanic people. It should have been the other way around. The Hispanic should have been on top, and then the black people in this case, because he's saying that Hispanics and black people, they want police more than the white liberals. That's who he's talking about, because white conservatives, they love freedom. White conservatives, they're Christians for the most part. White conservatives, they want police officers on the street. White conservatives want to be able to protect others. White conservatives want you to be successful. And here it is, Hispanics and black people wanting cops more than white liberals. And then the white liberal turn around and say, well, you know, black people, they're getting oppressed. And then every single time there's a police officer and a black thug, the white liberal jumps up and says, oh, look at the racism. Look at the police brutality. Look what the white cop is doing to the black man. They drum up that every single time. But see, I don't fall for it. I've been pulled over by police officers, many, many, many white police officers. Some of them have been trigger happy. I'm not going to lie to you. But guess what? Will Johnson is still here to talk about it. Why is that? I know, and I've told, I don't know if, let me tell you this. And I've told this story a long time ago. I remember when I was living in Arkansas, I had a police officer. Every single time I saw this police officer, same guy. Every time I see him at the gas station, I see him at, you know, just going to a grocery store. And it's like I kept running into him. And every time I see him, he would eyeball me. He would just look at me like, I know I know you from somewhere. It got to the point to where I almost started to say, look, do you need my driver's license? Do you want my registration? Why do you keep looking at me like this? I mean, it was like to that point, but I wasn't going to be mean. I was going to say, hey, yo, here's my driver license. Whatever this is, let's fix this now. Right. But see, that was my attitude. I wasn't trying to be like, what you looking at? Acting all, you know, all thuggish. What you looking at? Why you looking at me? I ain't done nothing wrong. But, you know, I was going to like, hey, here's my driver license. What's up? You know? What's your badge number? You know, let's have the conversation here. But see, that's my thinking. And I've been pulled over by police officers so much, and I've said this for years, and I really should sit down and write this book. a black man getting pulled over by police officers and still here to talk about it. It's not what they say. See, even here, there's black people here in Hispanics. They want police officers. They want police officers. Let me change the story here. Have y'all seen this one? Y'all know who Fetterman is, right? He's like up against Oz, right? To my understanding, he's up against Oz. And I'm not a really big fan of Oz, but you know, compared to this, I mean, Oz is the bomb. Not explosive, okay, for you liberals that don't understand, you know, little terms and stuff like that. Like Oz is awesome, okay? He's rad. According to this dude is a complete idiot. I want y'all to listen, for those of y'all that haven't seen this, because many people have seen this already, but just listen to this. I want y'all to tell me, at what point did he say something coherent? I mean, what was the message here? What was the, other than him wanting to go to D.C., right? I mean, maybe someone just bought a man a plane ticket, let him go to D.C. and hang out for a little bit. But listen to what he says here. This is shocking. Okay, 8 minutes. Okay, wait a minute. He lives 8 minutes away, 3 miles now, and he's talking about Dr. Oz in Jersey. I'm totally confused. I'm going to admit to everybody right now, I am totally confused. I have no idea what his point is here. I don't know what he's getting at. And the interesting thing, after he's done here, everyone's going to clap for him like he just, you know, said something profound. But I'm completely confused. Maybe you watching now, maybe you can interpret this for me, because I'm at a loss. Okay. I mean, what just happened? What just happened? And what are they clapping to that he's getting off the stage? That's what it is. Okay, now I understand. They're clapping because he's finally getting off the stage. That's the only thing it can be. What else are they clapping at? Woo! Get off the stage. I mean, I don't understand what else they could be clapping for. That could be the only thing. Woo! Y'all hear him in the background? Ooh, he's getting off the stage. I mean, because other than that, I don't know what he was talking about. Again, if y'all understood any of that, interpret for me, please. Because I need help. I'm the one that need help, not him. Because I don't understand. Y'all need to help me. Help me understand. Because I don't understand. Well, let me go to another story that I do understand, and a story that I've been talking about for more than 6 months now. And this is a story that everybody, some people have been paying attention to it, and it's actually getting worse. In some countries today, they're actually rioting over the lack of food production. Do you hear what I'm telling you? In some countries right now on the planet, they're rioting because of the lack of food production, because the government is not allowing them to produce the fertilizer because of this whole thing with the weather. You know what I'm talking about? I can't say it here on these socialist media platforms, but the whole thing with the weather. So they won't allow them to produce manure, fertilizer, to grow plants and to grow food. For humanity, There's some countries rioting. Now there's food lines that's happening. And there's talking about the food lines are worse than it was before the whole
Kung flu
kicked in. Y'all remember that? People could, because they shut down all the businesses. You remember that? People couldn't go to work. People wasn't making money. So they had these long lines. And they were trying to blame the long lines on President Trump. Do y'all remember? I remember. The trolls on here, they have amnesia. They can't remember anything from yesterday. Under President Trump, they were trying to blame him for the long food lines. Listen. Worse. It's worse now. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It's worse now. This is in Texas. Just down the street from me, people were complaining about the long line. And I'm like, what's this long line? People are in line to get food. This is happening now. We haven't even got to the end of this year yet. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And people used to get mad at me saying, well, you're fear-mongering. You're just trying to get people to go to your website and buy something off your website. I said, I don't care where you go. And I've always said, if you're a grandmother, grandfather, mother, father, and you got those little brown eyes, little blue eyes, whatever it is, green eyes, hazel eyes, looking up at you, big and round, and they're saying, I'm hungry. That's going to hit you harder than your stomach because you won't have anything. That's what I was saying. And you don't have to go to my website. Just do it. Somebody's telling you. The way I think about it is like someone is telling you it's going to rain. So you might start building an ark. I'm not saying I'm being no or anything, but you know, that's the kind of way I think about it. Like a little small ark, you know, I'm going to build a little small ark. You know, and I encourage all of y'all to build when y'all be, ha, 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 it's not going to rain. But look, it's raining and it's not a sprinkle. $53 million. Y'all see that? So it's more now. The O'Biden's America has more people in poverty than before the pandemic. Since before. I mean, come on. And people used to get at me and say, well, you're just trying to get people to buy something. No, y'all need to pay attention. And you know what? A lot of people don't want to hear that there's issues like this. There's people don't want to hear it. It's going to exceed that. Let me play this one for you. This is Judge Jeanine kind of referring to the same thing, talking about how bad it is. And this is Biden's America. And you know what? Let me stop it real quick, if I can. You know, yeah, taking us backwards. It is actually, the Republicans don't want to go, well, the Republicans want to go back to the way it was with President Trump, and she's getting ready to lay all that out. But what the Democrats are actually trying to say is that the Republicans want us to take us back to the time of slavery, when it was the Democrats that were enslaving black people. Republicans don't want to go back to that. Republicans fought to end that. The same Republicans today, they fought to end that. That's why do you think Republicans, when they refer to people, they refer to the American people. And when it's the left, they refer to black people or Hispanic people, or white people. They're always showing that difference, right? But Republicans, they say it's for the American people. That's why President Trump went off so well, because he was doing it for everybody. He loves division. He sure does. Joe Biden loves division. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't come out and attack half the nation. He wouldn't do it. But he attacks half the nation, and the rest of us are supposed to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? You know what his whole agenda was behind that? You know, him attacking mega Republicans. You know what his agenda behind that? And even the Democrats, you know what the agenda behind that is? Well, if we go out and say that MAGA Republicans are a threat to our democracy, not America's democracy, but our democracy, we can get them to turn away from being MAGA. But you know all it did? People want to be like, no, you know what? I want to be MAGA. I want America to be great again. It did the opposite. It did the opposite. And then basically they're trying to label half the nation, that what they want to do is label half the nation domestic terrorists. I'm telling you, that's exactly what they want to do. So I guess in that case, because I want America to be great, and it's not just great for a certain group of people, but all Americans, even these people that we don't really care for, if you're an American, then you should benefit from it. Then I guess that makes me on the wrong team. Let me put it like this. If loving and trusting in Jesus is wrong, then I don't want to be right. In this world, they want to make it wrong by trusting our Lord Jesus. They've already come out with it, right? The whole thing with the Christian nationalists, they've already came out with that. I'm trying to destroy all of it. Let me share something else with you. This is about the southern border. And I actually have some videos that I'm going to share with y'all here in the next couple of days about the southern border. But I want y'all to look at this one. And they're trying to act like with the southern border, the Biden administration, they're trying to act like it's really not that bad. They're lying to everyone, telling everybody that they have it under control when they actually don't. Listen. How was Abbott being racist? Because he's not forcing anybody onto any buses. He's not even forcing those people to cross to our southern border. All he's doing is saying, hey, this bus goes to Chicago. This bus goes to New York. This bus goes to D.C., all three sanctuary cities. Pick which one you want. I don't know why he doesn't have San Francisco on the list, right? Send him right there wherever Gruesome Newsom lives. Send him right there to his home. Drop him off right there next to his home. That's what he should do. You know what? Instead of just sending him somewhere and dropping him off in the city, find out where Beetlejuice lives. drive the bus up to her home and drop the illegals off there. Same thing with Mayor Adams in New York. Find out where he lives. You can find out an address, Abbott. Same thing with Mayor Bowser in D.C. Find out her home address and drop them off there. Let them deal with it. Let them deal with it directly. They're sanctuary cities. But she's coming out saying that he's racist for doing this. These people, all she's doing is saying talking points that she's heard before. It should be American citizens that are criminals, criminal American citizens, right? Criminals. That's who that's who the sanctuary city. But when they actually have to save, they actually have to have these people coming in that they're talking about they create the sanctuary city for. Now they don't want them. Hypocrites. That's the facts. They're not forcing them to get on the bus. They're just putting them everywhere. They're just taking them wherever it is the bus is going, and people are getting on the bus. They tell them, hey, it's going, like I mentioned before. How many days has, or not even days, how many times in the past year and a half has Joe Brandon had a one-on-one interview, sit down and actually had a conversation without being prepped on the questions? Just a straight up interview. How many times? He hasn't. Even the press is now asking Karine Jean-Pierre about Joe Biden having interviews, actually taking questions. And she comes out and again, she lies, because it's really easy for demons to lie. And she lies and tells everyone that, oh, you know who he is. He talks and he talks to people. He's been a senator for, 43 years or something like that. He's been vice president. He talks, you know who he is. But that's not the question. The question is, how come he won't sit down and have a conversation, have an interview? Why won't he do it? Why won't he stop? I remember every single time when President Trump was getting ready to get on Marine One, the helicopter, and the press was standing there and they're yelling at President Trump. President Trump would go take his time and he would go talk to him. Sometime he would sit there and talk to him for 20, 30, even 40 minutes sometime, just sitting there talking to the press. He would do it. Joe Biden doesn't do it at all. Not at all, because it's not scripted. And she's talking about Peter's question about asking Biden about him basically throwing half the country under the bus, saying that mega Republicans are a threat to democracy, to their democracy. And then he turned around and said, I'm not talking about half the country, about mega Republicans. Then he go ahead and then he starts spewing out the same nonsense. But he's not taking any questions. He's not. He's not doing any interviews. He's not. But that the question is when is he going to sit down and have an interview? Just he should be able to do it anytime. The reason why they don't want him to is because he's not all the way there. Joe Biden is losing his mind. He's basically already lost his mind. And we all see it. They're just trying to protect him. They're trying to protect him. Right? Because he's, and they don't want him to have to answer any questions about Hunter Biden's laptop. You noticed that? They really don't ask him about Hunter Biden's laptop, about the FBI, right? And they're trying to keep him out from talking to any of the press. And I think that's probably the main reason, because what the FBI has done really showed themselves. They really showed themselves. And they don't want Joe Biden to go out there and say anything else, because he's already said that he didn't know anything about it, but yet he signed off removing any executive privilege from President Trump beforehand. But yet he doesn't know anything about it. Let me give you another example of some stupidity that the left is doing. California is trying to force everybody into electric vehicle. To my understanding, they've already banned gas lawnmowers and gas weed eaters and gas, appliances, if you will, you know, like lawnmowers, et cetera, and the other ones, blowers and stuff, anything gas that you work in the yard, right? And they already put it in to ban all the sale of all electric vehicles, all gas vehicles, and have everybody in an electric vehicle by the year 2035. That's their plan, right? But the question is how they plan on doing that when they're getting ready to have these rolling blackouts, right? And they're asking now, do you think that the rest of the country should use California as the model for the rest of the nation? Listen. Now, look, she's straight up lying, because y'all see right before here. Hold on. Look, she's lying, because look right here. He's asking her the question about the energy and what's happening in California. And she's going, like she's completely aware of what's taking place. Look. Right? You see it right there? Uh-huh. Because he just mentioned what she was doing, talking about California's leading the lead. And she goes, uh-huh. So she's acknowledging that she knows what he's talking about. And then she turned right around and lied because of what's happening. Why? Because of this. Because this is happening in California. Listen. So make it make sense. Make it make sense. They're having major electrical issues, electrical grid system problems in the state of California. And they're forcing you not to be able to use gas. Set your thermostat to 78 and they're getting a heat wave there. Aren't they all talking about, you know, this certain thing that we need to pay attention to that's happening in the world, on the planet, you know, this thing about the weather, right? And if there's a heat wave, 70 and set your thermostat to 78, you know what that does to elderly people that can barely, that's on the oxygen machines, et cetera, just not even just elderly people with heart conditions, livers, everything, any kind of condition, This is going to end up harming people. Don't turn on your appliance. And they're forcing everyone to go to electric? Make it make sense. Does it make sense to you? I mean, come on. It don't make a lick of sense at all. I have another one that really don't make any sense. I think this is the last one that I have for you for tonight. This is a, and it's pretty scary, actually. If you have any kids, get them out the room right now. Bam! Oh, what is this? You know, there's this thing, what they call Ebonics. Y'all ever heard of that? It's called Ebonics, right? It's like Black people not having to speak proper English, right? So they give a pass to Black people because Black, you know, it's white liberals. To my understanding, white liberals came up with it. And I could be wrong on that, but I highly doubt that white conservatives came up with it. Maybe it was both white and Black liberals came up with it. But Ebonics, give an excuse for Black people not having to speak proper, right? Not having to be able to pronunciate their words. And I have a problem sometimes pronunciating. I'm terrible at reading names, okay? But I don't change the dialect, right? Just because I don't want to say something a certain way. Listen to what she says here. Is this really, and she's trying to be governor? Why are you being so churlish? She's talking about people complaining about Joe Biden taking money from all of us that's working and giving it to those that are not working, him canceling debt, which he can't take and just cancel debt. He can't do that, right? How come he's not canceling debt of small businesses, right? If you want to help out the economy, cancel the debt for small businesses, right? He didn't want to do that. He canceled the debt for those that possibly will vote for him. He basically trying to buy their vote. But she comes out here and says that, and I think the Pell Grant was up to $20,000, if I'm not mistaken, $20,000. And that's what she's referring to here. And they said, for anyone's complaining about it, quit acting churlish. Churlish. That's Ebonics. Instead of just saying childish, she's saying churlish. Listen. Why are you being so churlish? What? And for those of y'all wondering, I didn't make the screen darker on that. That's just the way it showed up. She's disgusting. She's another one of demonic people. Straight up demonic. 100% demonic. All right, let me say thank you to a few people before I bounce up out of here. Thank you so much, everybody. You know what? Thank you for sharing this. It was a good one, right? Come on now. It was good. All right, good information in here tonight. Come on, do me a favor. Hit the share button. Let me just go look, because Facebook is the only one that lets me see those analytics. There's 498 shares on this. Thank you. Thank you. Can we get three more? All right, actually, in this case, can we just get two more? I'd like to go three more, this one over. Right? Because it's 498. Can we get 500 shares? Can we please? I'm begging. Oh, 499. Someone just blessed me. Seriously, someone just blessed me by hitting that share button. It's 499. 501. Thank you. I did ask for three. Thank you so much. You are a true blessing. When you do hit that, hey, if you like Will Johnson, you don't want to support me any other way, just hit the share button. If you're listening on the audio podcast right now, share it. And for those of you that like to, you know, just when you're not, this is why I do the audio podcast. Because if you missed the broadcast and you want to go back and listen to the stuff that I'm talking about, it's on the audio podcast while you're, I like to do it like when I'm working in the yard, cutting the grass, or when I'm like cleaning around the house and I put on my headphones or something, or when I'm just driving down the street, I listen to different audio podcasts. So that's the reason why I have the podcast there for those of you that want, you know, when you're busy, because everybody's busy, right? We all busy. We all have things to do. but I make it so you can just listen, so you don't have to listen in. And I try to describe everything that's going on in the video. So, wow, 578. 594 shares. Wow. Y'all about to hit 100 shares after me just talking about it. Y'all about to hit 100 shares on this video. 600 shares. Y'all just did it. Wow. You bless me. That is a blessing. That is a true blessing. All right. I'm going to come back and look at it one more time here, but let me go say thank you. After I get done, I'll go look at it, and I'm going to say thank you to a few people. And I wish it would show me on YouTube and Rumble, because I'm live on Rumble too. I don't neglect you people on Rumble. I just don't look at the comments on any of them until I get down to the end. Okay. Because I can't. Not if I'm going to do the show. I can't sit there and concentrate on comments. A lot of people do. All right. But let me get on here with it. Okay. Mona, thank you so much for the super chat. Thank you. Thank you. Baby Steps, thank you so much. And thank you so much for the Cash App. Shelly, thank you so much. Laura, thank you as well. Kathy, thank you. Catherine, thank you so much. Claudia, thank you. Lou, thank you. Dana, thank you. Christy, thank you so much. Francis, thank you. Betty Boo Pop, I like that. Thank you so much for Super Chat. Kiwi, thank you so much for the Super Chat. That's Mandy. Thank you so much, Mandy. I really do appreciate you. Thank you so much. And you know what? I'm still trying to work on my phone system, because I know last Friday I was going to open up the phone system. I'm still trying to work on it. I don't know what's going on. And, you know, for me to get like one of those actual, you know, boards in here with the phone system, they're pretty expensive. So I'm trying to go the cheap route. You know, I'm trying to go the cheap route. I'm trying to go based on what I can afford. So if y'all know someone that wants to give up one of them, or, you know, hey, here's one for dirt cheap, you know, have them send me a message. I mean, because I'd love to be able to open up the phone lines and not have these technical issues that I shouldn't be having. But I'm still going to work on it until then. All right, let me go back, like I said, real quick to see. 629 shares. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much for all the blessings. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. All right. Again, share the video, share the podcast, go sign up for the podcast. Just simply go to uniteamericafirst.com. uniteamericafirst.com is right there on the front page. Or you can go to www.uaf.media. It's really that simple. www.uaf.media. And the UAF stands for Unite America First Media. www.uaf.media. It's really simple. So just go there and you can find my podcast. I think it's at the bottom. Scroll down to the bottom. It says Podbean. Sign up for it. Please sign up for it. Like I said, when you're driving or when you're doing other stuff, you don't have time to just sit there and look at anything. You can just listen in to the show. All right. God bless everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the flip side. Reality check. The book,